Francisco, San Jose, Oakland at 7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, it was no hoax.
They were targeting somebody else. They knocked her out with a cocktail and let her go.
An FBI investigation into that bizarre kidnapping out of Vallejo back in March has led to an arrest. The alleged abductor of Denise Huskins is not her boyfriend, but a man it appears she didn't even know from the Sacramento area. More from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
38-year-old Matthew Moeller is now suspected of kidnapping Huskins and demanding a ransom from her boyfriend. This was back in March, and as you probably remember, she turned up 2 days later in Huntington Beach and immediately hired a lawyer.
Very early on, she was accused as being a suspect in this case of a hoax rather than a victim of a real crime.
Well, now an unsealed affidavit points to Moeller, who's already in custody for a robbery in Dublin. The FBI says her boyfriend was bound, blindfolded, and had a message placed through headphones that the kidnappers were debt collectors. They got access to financial accounts and passwords before apparently telling Huskins this was a case of mistaken identity. They knocked her out with a cocktail and let her go.
That story and a lack of evidence led Vallejo police to believe the kidnapping was faked. Late this afternoon, Douglas Rappaport, the attorney for Huskins and her boyfriend, came down hard on the early investigators in the case. More from KGO 810's Tiana McLeese.
Well, attorneys for Denise Huskins and Aaron Quinn say the recent disclosure of an FBI affidavit, which points to a Sacramento County man as Huskins' kidnapper, is vindication for the couple. The couple stood in silence during the press conference. They let their attorneys do all the talking.
But more importantly, is they owe an apology to the public. Why? Because the individual or individuals who committed this offense were at liberty to continue on their crime spree, and in fact did.
Attorneys for Huskin and Quinn saying that the Vallejo Police Department owes the couple a big apology on this one. No word yet on whether a civil suit will be filed.
And now to Mexico, where an update is expected tonight on the search for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Known as one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins.
The drug lord used a sophisticated tunnel to break out of a maximum security prison this weekend. Here's correspondent Jean Casares.
An all-out manhunt in Mexico now ongoing for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, believed to be the mastermind of the Sinaloa cartel.
This is the second time El Chapo has broken out of prison. Michael Vigil, retired DEA chief of international operations, says Mexico promised the U.S. El Chapo wouldn't escape again.
This is a black eye on the government of Mexico because when he was captured in 2014, the United States wanted deeply to have him extradited to the United States.
A nuclear agreement with Iran appears to be close. Negotiations are in overtime tonight, and a deal could be reached within hours. A deal that would limit Iran's nuclear program, specifically preventing it from developing an atom bomb. This is State Department spokesman John Kirby.
There still remains some sticking points, some issues that still need to be resolved.
A deal would lift sanctions against Iran.
If you even breathed a word of it, you didn't know what was going to happen, and you could lose your career.
Sexual orientation now getting new respect. The Pentagon is finalizing plans that will allow transgender people to serve in the U.S. military. As KGO 810's Katie Lever reports, a formal announcement is expected this week.
Last month, the AMA said there's no valid reason to exclude transgender individuals from military service. At the same time, the Army Surgeon General determined that providing transgender people with health care wouldn't be an excessive burden.
It's the same kind of discussion that happened around HIV and AIDS, and that it was going to break the bank.
San Francisco's Pat Bailey, spokesperson for Out and Equal, specializing in the LGBT workforce, tells KGO she used to be in the Air Force.
I actually retired right when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was announced because I said I can't continue to live like this.
The lifting of the ban, it will have to allow about 6 months to be finalized.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Rest easy in luxurious comfort during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Enjoy drastic savings on top brand quality mattresses, including Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Sealy Posturepedic. And with no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Visit one of our 34 stores for this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Is it just me, or does every movie nowadays seem to have a superhero in it? Personally, I'm waiting for somebody to make a movie about the plumbers at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. These guys are incredible. They can drag a busted toilet down 3 flights of stairs, go headfirst into the creepiest spots on Earth, and snake their way through bubbling cesspools of despair. Anyway, I've seen them do it, and I'm telling you, the only thing they're missing is a cape. Keep the plumbers at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing in mind next time you need a plumbing fix. 877-BEN-1776. Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start on the Altamont Pass. This look at traffic's brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. Eastbound 580 at 205. There's an obstacle in the road there, and that has you jammed badly back to about 1st in Livermore. Cordelia, eastbound 12 at Red Top, got an accident there involving a semi and three other vehicles, still blocking one lane. Traffic is able to squeeze by, but the semi's making it fairly tough to see around, and it's a visual hazard, so their CHP is please asking to be careful, and you're jammed badly back to Kirkland Ranch Road. Orinda, 24 eastbound, still trying to unwind, bumper to bumper right now from a little before Camino Pablo back through the Caldecott to Telegraph Avenue in Oakland. It's classic graffiti at Black Oak Casino in Tuolumne. Fridays and Saturdays take home your share of $335,000, and you could drive off in an instant classic Camaro, Mustang, or Challenger every Saturday now through August 29th, only at Black Oak Casino. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Nice day, mild temperatures around the Bay Area today, mid-60s at the coast, mid-80s inland. Tomorrow, you can expect pretty much the same. Wednesday is when you'll feel a change everywhere. Along the beaches, we'll warm it up to 70, 80s by the bay. Temperatures will push the mid-90s in some inland neighborhoods. Thursday, expect another warm wind with highs in the upper 60s at the coast to low 90s inland. On Friday, we will see some relief coming into the weekend, but we'll talk about that forecast a bit later. Right now around the Bay Area, the hot spot is in Fairfield, partly cloudy and 91 degrees. It's 76 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 68 in San Mateo, 75 in Oakland, 72 and mostly cloudy in San Jose at 68 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. 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 Go shorty. It's your birthday. Go shorty.
He needs a whole lot more birthdays after today. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, along with Heather and John Lobertini. All right, let's bring on Monday. 50 Cent has to pay $5 million to a member of Tupac's Outlaw. Outlaws died. And also to Tyrese's Subway Marketing. He's been ordered to pay $5 million to Rick Ross's baby mama after he posted a sex tape of her online in 2009 with his own narration. That was probably a bad idea. Do you think?
What did it say?
Well, here's the deal. He the jury awarded $2.5 million in damages for violating her civil rights by using her image without her permission and $2.5 million for intentional infliction of emotional distress, and they still haven't ruled on the punitive damages yet. He's expected to appeal. But as we were coming on the air here, Curtis James Jackson III is the rapper better known as 50 Cent. He's filed for bankruptcy this afternoon. Do you think? Didn't he buy Mike Tyson's place in Jersey?
Connecticut. But
in Connecticut.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
And Tyson even said, dude,
don't buy this.
It's too big.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And nothing lasts forever. That kind of money off of a few hits.
I guess. But, you know, some people always think that real estate is a good investment.
So he has filed for bankruptcy in Connecticut. You're right. Connecticut's bankruptcy court. And he listed assets and debts to be in the range of $10 million to $50 million. And the filing comes, well, as I just said, he was ruled to pay $5 million for the woman who's suing him.
That's a lot of work just to get out of playing $5 million. You know, says me, who does not have $1 billion.
Hey, I find this very interesting. Just for filing bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean the Grammy Award-winning rapper's out of money.
I've always heard this.
According to this bankruptcy attorney.
Yeah.
Chapter 11 is the drug of choice for celebrity debt problems. He said you don't have to go broke to file for Chapter 11, but it could mean you don't have good cash flow. whether or not, you know, that's the case. He has 14 days to come up with a debt payment plan or schedules, which will probably reveal intimate financial details. I guess it doesn't matter at this time. But intentionally or not, Jackson's bankruptcy will put a roadblock between the $5 million he's awarded pay and the woman winning her sex tape case against him. You know, it tells them they're not going to get a check anytime soon, so why not sit back and negotiate, said the attorney. I would say that too. Yeah, let's rethink this, can we please? Can we take it back? Can we walk it back? All right, I want to play this for you. So David Letterman showed up in San Antonio at the Alamo Theater on Friday night, and he was with Steve Martin and Martin Short. They're doing a comedy tour called A Very Stupid Conversation. And about an hour into the show, David Letterman made a surprise appearance. And it was just specifically to dump on Trump. Here we go.
Number 10. That thing on his head was the gopher in Caddyshack. Number 9. During sex, Donald Trump calls out his own name. Number 8. Donald Trump looks like the guy on the lifeboat with the women and children. Number 7, he wants to build a wall. How about building a wall around that thing on his head? 2 jokes about the thing on his head.
We weren't done 6.
That's right, we're only at 6. Number 6, Trump walked away from a moderately successful television show for some delusional bull... Oh, no, wait, that's me. I don't know. Number 5.
I'm waiting for number 5.
Number 5. Donald Trump weighs 240 pounds. 250 with cologne. Number 4. Trump would like all Americans to know that that thing on his head is free range. Number 3, yeah. If president, instead of pardoning a turkey on Thanksgiving, plans to evict the family on Thanksgiving. Now, wait a minute. And number 3, we have a tie. It's tied with, that's not a hairdo, it's a wind advisory. It's a tie. Number 2, Donald Trump has pissed off so many Mexicans, he's starring in a new movie entitled No Amigos. And the number 1 interesting fact about Donald Trump, thanks to Donald Trump, the Republican mascot is also an ass. There you go.
Hey, look at Dave. He said he'd never take the stage again. He'd never be in front of a microphone or he'd never be in front of a camera again. I don't know if he, you know, obviously somebody in the crowd recorded that, but
I think
fantastic.
He did the sort of Jon Stewart thing, like, oh my God. Trump.
Yeah. Trump.
I resigned too soon. So retired.
What about the other big story today that El Chapo has? El Chapo.
Who?
One of the big drug lord kingpins.
I love
Mexico.
El Chapo burritos. Wait, what are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the El Chapo, the cartel leader.
Oh my God.
Who's in that Mexican prison. He's worth billions of dollars. And he escaped through this elaborate system.
Wait, I mean, who's richer, him or Trump?
Him.
Wow. Take
him,
that, Trump.
Him. El Chapo is. He's on the run. But this, I can't wait to talk to Candace DeLong, our FBI profiler, about this. Because, oh, by the way, he threatens Donald Trump. He's coming
They're
after
They're having
him.
A Twitter war.
Yes, they are.
If anything ever told you.
He just got out and he's having a Twitter war.
What year it is, you know, what time it is. Is someone running for the highest office of the land, the White House, and some drug cartel guy would be duking it out on Twitter. I mean, that's it. It's the 21st century, man. That
oh
is some wacky,
yeah.
Right? Am I right? That's crazy.
But those two guys who broke out of the Clinton Correctional Facility in New York, that looks like kid's play compared
to
his escape plan.
Play school, break out of jail set.
Hello.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It's just amazing. You know, they had a mile-long tunnel system, which led to a building under construction next to the prison where he collected clothes left for him by the conspirators. Look, this guy's out. They just found him a year ago, and the United States wanted to extradite him here to the United States because We get, oh, I don't know, it's somewhere in this 20-page story. We get like 75% of the illegal drugs that come into this country are from his cartel. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, I guess I'm supposed to say, because I'm not exactly sure. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But it's a huge, massive number. And they would not extradite him. We were going to put him in Supermax. And they said, no, we promise. This time he's never getting out.
Mexico said, we've got this, America.
Yes, we have a Supermax too. Not so much.
Look, they can't keep their own people in the country. How are they going to keep that guy in jail? Just kidding.
Wait till you see the news on the television of how elaborate this system is.
Oh, I've seen and heard, whatever. It had a motorcycle ramp. I mean.
Okay. All right. I've got to go to my guest, our very first guest. Now, as I was speaking about and I mentioned earlier, look, the challenge for the conservative Republican officials now, the really right-wingers, is no longer how to prevent same-sex marriages. That fight's over. Rather, the next phase is to figure out how to discriminate. You know, as one culture fight ends, another begins. Thus, we go to Kansas and the ACLU, and we're going to talk to the
leader
down
there. It's like whack-a-mole.
Oh, my God. Some of the stuff that's going on is insane. We'll chat about it next. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Sorry, Lee. Yes, let's check in with traffic, and there you are.
Thank you, Drex. We'll start in Cordelia. This look at traffic is brought to you by FlexAlert.org. Eastbound 12 at Red Top, they're still trying to clear a serious accident involving a semi and three other vehicles. Still blocking one lane, and traffic is still eking by. One of the big problems is that the semi is a pretty bad visual hazard, so you're jammed still. Now back to just after Kirkland Ranch Road. And to the Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 at 205, it looks like sheet metal or something like it in lanes 1 and 2 has you jammed back to South Vasco and Livermore. Newark, 84 eastbound at Newark Boulevard, there's a bang-up. It's on the right shoulder, but traffic is crawling from Thornton Avenue. And in Orenda, I thought I'd let you know, 24 eastbound is relaxing fairly nicely. It's still bumper-to-bumper from a little before Camino Pablo back through the Caldecott to just before 13 in Oakland. Let's hear it for hands. Highly skilled, they can turn off unnecessary lights to help prevent power outages, which, if state officials call a Flex Alert, will come in handy indeed. Tips at FlexAlert.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO invites you to the Chevron Family Theater Festival in Walnut Creek. Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts. The party begins in the streets with face painting, puppet making, and a royal fairy tale parade. Then head inside to see the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, a nonstop day of world-class entertainment, activities, food, and fun. To win tickets and get more info, visit KGORadio.com. That's Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek from KGO. 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Remember when retirement wasn't such a big worry? You may have been planning for it, but it was so far off in the distance that the thought of it didn't occupy much of your time. Well, if you are now a year or two away from retirement, you know the complexities of making this transition can be daunting. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of Money Matters, heard every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. The last two decades, our firm has been working with folks as they plan their transition from work to retirement. We use a unique process that focuses on the 7 personal decision points that one must consider as retirement approaches. We look at retirement income needs, cash flow, debt management, investments, taxes, and more, and we make it easy. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com and download your free copy of our ebook, The 7 Personal Decision Points. You'll find this ebook breaks down the complexity of retirement planning into 7 simple steps. Our advisors have both the experience and expertise to help you navigate your way into retirement. So schedule a free consultation with one of our advisors to go through your 7 personal decision points. For more information, simply visit our website, moneymatters.com, or call 888-2-HANSEN.
Whoa!
77 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810, along with Heather and John Lopertini, and we say good evening to our first guest. It's Micaiah Kubik. Am I saying that right? Kubik?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
That's right. You are the executive director of the Kansas ACLU, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got it both. We're correct. Okay, so what is going on in Texas, or not in Texas? And, well, I'm wondering what's going on there, too. But what is going on in Kansas?
We have a governor out here who just refuses to follow the law and does all sorts of things that are unnecessary and harmful and dangerous, particularly on this religious liberty issue and around equality, same-sex marriage equality, marriage equality, equality for all people in Kansas.
And I know that Governor Brownback obviously is not down with the Supreme Court decision of marriage equality. And I said this before the Supreme Court decision even came out. I said, look, the fight has just begun when we win, because the backlash is going to be incredible in the red states. And I'll get to you and your story about Kansas in a second. But Heather just told me before we came on the air here that since that's the day the legislation came down on June 26th, for the next year, the Missouri State Capitol, yes, in Missouri, they're going to lower the flag to half staff on the 26th of every month for a year. Well, boo-hoo, good for you. it's just insane. So the religious backlash is beginning. Why don't you explain exactly what's happening?
What's Governor Brownback trying to accomplish? Yeah,
what's he trying to do here?
Sure. So Governor Brownback has refused all along to entertain the idea that all people have the same rights. So the ACLU in Kansas filed a lawsuit back in the fall of 2014, that made marriage equality the law of the land in Kansas. You know, the federal courts ruled with us at that time, even before the Supreme Court had issued its verdict. And at that time, Governor Brownback just plain refused to implement the ruling that the courts gave to him. He refused to allow people to change their names on driver's licenses, refused to extend benefits, just threw up every obstacle under the sun that he could imagine. And he kept on saying, oh, when the Supreme Court does its thing, I will be vindicated, so I'm not going to do anything now. Well, of course, everyone knows that a few weeks ago, the Supreme Court said that Sam Brownback was wrong, as he so often is.
And he prayed so hard to Jesus.
Yes, he did.
And he better keep praying. Yeah, it's not going to go away. So, look, and I think everybody knows this, you know, this whole thing of separation of church and state. Nobody has asked anybody to legislate anything, to have anything to do with the churches. We all know that clergy do not have to marry same-sex couples.
Right. But Governor Brownback, of course, has tried to confuse the issue and has told people in the state of Kansas that that is, in fact, what the Supreme Court means, and that's why he needed to step in and issue this executive order that he issued last week that he's allowed to do by himself. You know, he doesn't have to consult anyone else. The legislature doesn't have a say in it. No one else has a say in it. Only he does. And so he issued an executive order saying two things. First, that no clergy would be forced to perform marriages they don't want to. Well, of course, you know, that's unnecessary. It's totally irrelevant. Whether he says it or not, that's going to be the law of the land. Nobody can force any clergy to perform any marriage outside of their religious
tradition. They never could.
Whether it be a same-sex marriage or any other.
That's right.
So this is his
weird
PR campaign in a way.
That's right. That's right. It's all about fear-mongering. It's all about spreading false information. It's all about trying to make people afraid of things that they're not actually afraid of in the first place. Because polling in Kansas shows that 60% percent of Kansans actually support same-sex marriage.
Wow.
It's very interesting. But I totally agree with what you're talking about, and we're on the same page. If a preacher, a minister, a rabbi doesn't want to perform the procedure, the ceremony itself, that's cool because that's not what it's about. But when it comes to issuing licenses, that's a must-do. There's no choice. There's no gray area. It's the law.
That's right. It's a basic government function, right? You have to extend the same government services to everyone in the state regardless. And so the second thing he did with this particular executive order was make it legal for religious organizations that contract with the state to discriminate against same-sex couples. So if you are providing some sort of service to the state, you know, you operate a homeless shelter on a state contract, you run a food pantry using state funds, you operate an adoption or foster care service that receives funding from the state, you can discriminate against same-sex couples and still receive your state contract.
Also, they can do things like refuse family housing for a gay couple.
Right.
Is that right?
So if a homeless shelter decides that they do not want to provide housing of any kind to a same-sex couple or that couple's children, they're allowed to do so, and Governor Brownback is cool with that.
Ew, yuck.
That's just great.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
It's not
just discrimination, but it's having the rest of us pay for your particular brand of discrimination.
Yeah, it's a really bad look for the state, I have to tell you. And you know, where other red states are falling in line, that, you know, just... It's, as I mentioned, with the Republican candidates, pretty much the RNC has told them, okay, stop talking about it. Next. Move on. There's nothing we can do. I got to take a break, but when we come back here, Micah, I want to talk about this sweeping anti-LGBT executive order because, I don't know, it's like a thesis here. It's like 5 pages long. Good Lord. Just a bunch of crap, I got to tell you. But we want to learn more. And we'll talk about what's going on in some of the other red states. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
See the exhibition the Wall Street Journal called Don't Miss, Post-Date, at the San Jose Museum of Art through August the 2nd.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible, but not anymore. Thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head, and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The challenge for conservative, ultra-right-wing Republican conservatives is no longer how to prevent same-sex union. That fight's over. Okay, the unions. Rather, the next phase is figuring out how to discriminate against them. And they're doing that in Kansas, Dorothy. Yes, they are. We'll discuss it coming up. But first, John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour. The countdown is on for that long-awaited Pluto flyby.
The spacecraft is traveling at about 750,000 miles a day.
NASA has been providing space geeks updates for weeks, but finally, sometime in the neighborhood of 4 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, the New Horizons spacecraft will get closer to Pluto than ever imagined. And talk about a long flight. It has taken 9 years of space travel to reach Pluto. And NASA's Heidi Hamill says the images already being sent back are amazing.
We have seen beautiful examples of surface geology, big dark areas, sharp bright areas, some very intriguing structure like we've never seen before on another planetary body.
New Horizons, though, is traveling so fast it will only have a few hours to take detailed close-up photos of Pluto before it speeds off towards interstellar space. San Francisco again under the microscope tonight as the parents of Kate Steinle appear on Fox News. They tell host Bill O'Reilly they support a proposal to give mandatory prison time to deported people who come back to the U.S. Jim Steinle held his daughter as she died following that fatal gunshot.
The different agencies let us down, and we're just a little tired of the finger pointing and just want to see some action. And if Kate's law saves one person, then it's all for good.
The 32-year-old woman was shot and killed by a seven-time felon on San Francisco's Pier 14 last month. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez had been deported five times, but San Francisco's sanctuary policy for illegal immigrants prevented the sheriff's department from notifying immigration he was being released from jail.
Making any change in the Delta is difficult because the stakes are just so high.
The tug of war resumes today over that controversial Delta Tunnel project, a new plan from Governor Jerry Brown on display for a six-week public review. KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports.
The basic idea is the same, those two 30-mile tunnels.
Many governors have been stymied in their attempts to change the current system. But what's clear to all of us and what keeps us working at this is that status quo in the Delta just simply isn't sustainable.
DWR Director Mark Cowan says moving water under the estuary safeguards it if levees fail and makes the overall environment more natural for fish. Still, opponents say cutting the project's cost also cuts habitat restoration, and they'll keep fighting. There are paid signature gatherers backed by a wealthy Stockton area farmer.
The public review period for that environmental impact report runs through August 30th. President Barack Obama today commuting the sentences of 46 nonviolent drug offenders. Here's correspondent Jim Acosta.
The president has now commuted the most prison sentences since LBJ. All of the inmates are drug offenders, many dealt sentences longer than what they would have received under today's guidelines. 13 were serving life in prison.
New developments tonight following last week's release of a deposition in the 2005 sexual assault case against Bill Cosby. Two women allege their names were exposed by the release. Here's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
Their attorney Gloria Allred called for the release of more testimony from the comedian. Allred, who represents several women, have accused Cosby of sexual misconduct.
We discovered that Mr. Cosby had testified about two of my clients, Beth Ferrier, Jane Doe number 5, and Rebecca Lynn Neal, Jane Doe number 11. We are concerned that his partial testimony, if believed, can cause reputational damage to both of my clients.
Allred and her clients say they want to see the entire document released to determine whether they are further referenced.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Looking for an easy way to keep your stainless steel appliances looking good? Josh Young, owner of Elite Pro Home Cleaning, a Diamond Certified company, let me in on his little secret. It's baby oil.
You put a little bit on a terry towel, and you wipe it with the grain of the stainless steel, and that removes a lot of the fingerprints and smears, and that surface will shine. And a lot of those stainless steel chemicals that you can buy in the store, basically it's mineral oil. So, baby oil is mineral oil as well.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond Certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews. since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. We broadcast here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you haven't tuned in yet for our informative and entertaining financial program, you really should. To learn more, visit MoneyMatters.com.
As always, we've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center tonight with a look at your Bay Area roadways at 7:35. Lee?
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Mike's Bikes. Creston, eastbound 12, more accurately at Spurs Trail, an accident there involving a semi. They're still trying to clear. This has just been a beast. Right now, CHP is trying to get an ETO on when they're going to be able to clear those eastbound lanes. Traffic is able to get by, but it's just squeezing by. Part of the problem, I'll tell you again, is because the semi is a visual hazard. So the jam up is still holding steady to just after Kirkland Ranch Road. Now, on the Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 at 205, there was sheet metal in lanes 1 and 2. It looks like they've gotten that stuff out of the road, but you're looking at a 7-mile jam up there, so it's going to take a while for this to unwind. You're still jammed up back to about Greenville Road now in Livermore. Newark, about a 6-mile jam up. Newark 84 eastbound at Newark Boulevard, you got a bang up there on the right shoulder that's cleared now. Traffic is unwinding nicely from Thornton Avenue. La Tour de France is in full swing, and Mike's Bikes can help you share in the excitement. Want to ride like the pros or looking for your first road bike? Mike's Bikes has the largest selection, guaranteed low prices, and local cycling experts to get you rolling. Visit Mike's Bikes today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants and A's are off for the next couple of days for the All-Star Game. Tonight, though, all eyes on the Home Run Derby. Hate to tell you, though, but all the heavy hitters already out. Albert Pujols, Josh Donaldson out. In the finals, the Cincinnati Reds' Todd Frazier and the L.A. Dodgers' Jock Peterson will keep you posted. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Nice, mild day around the Bay Area today, and you can expect much of the same tomorrow. Mid-60s at the coast, mid-80s inland. On Wednesday, you'll feel a bit of a change everywhere. Along the beaches, we'll warm it up to 70, 80s by the bay, and inland temperatures could push the mid-90s. Thursday, expect another warm one with highs in the upper 60s at the coast, low 90s inland. Come this weekend, you'll get a little bit of everything, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got 72 degrees in Livermore. We've got 67 in San Mateo, 72 in San Jose, 74 in Oakland, and 67 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Are we feeling love? Oh, my God. By the way, if you're a man and you have a problem with that, I have a solution coming up after 8 o'clock, okay? They're called bloxers. Okay, let's get back to our guest. It's, we're speaking with Micah Kubik. Micah, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good evening. Thank you for joining us. So we are talking about Governor Brownback in the state of Kansas signs this anti-sweeping it is anti-LGBT executive order. So with his executive order, what is he saying? Because obviously it is state law now, right, with his executive orderness.
That's right. It is state law. It went into effect last week, and we're monitoring very closely to see which organizations and where folks decide to take advantage of this new discrimination that they're allowed to practice that Governor Brownback is just fine with.
Okay, how restrictive and how discriminatory is it? I mean, you know, the most egregious parts of it.
So it applies to any religious organization in the state, which means it includes a lot of charitable organizations that provide really core safety net services. The interesting thing about it also is that the executive order applies to all local governments in the state as well, so cities, counties, folks who otherwise would be able to do their own thing and oftentimes have. There are several cities in the state that have non-discrimination ordinances on the books that they passed independently that have effectively been challenged by the governor using the executive order. And there are a lot of folks who are upset about that and will be challenging that in court.
Right, I was just going to say.
But in the meantime, he's appointed himself sort of the ruler of all the cities and counties, not just the state.
Okay, so someone needs to file a federal. Well, I don't know if it's going to be a federal court case or
state law.
State. Okay, so it needs to go to the Kansas Supreme Court for it to be overturned.
That's right.
right.
Which itself is an institution that Governor Brownback has been attacking and has tried everything under the sun because he disagrees with their decision. In fact, this year in Kansas, the legislature passed and the governor signed a law that would take away the entire judiciary branch's budget if they rule against him in a case.
Whoa.
Yeah, hot mess. Really serious, dangerous stuff.
I have to tell you, there are some other states doing this, too. Judges and court officials in Nebraska have been instructed that they can refuse to perform same-sex marriages as long as they also stop performing marriages between a man and a woman. So, believe it or not, and I'm sure you won't be surprised, there's a lot of counties, and this is a state, obviously, Nebraska, but there's a lot of counties in a lot of areas who have just stopped issuing licenses. Mm-hmm. To dance around this whole thing.
It's Isn't like, that wild?
Yeah, it's just like, you know what?
Baby bathwater. Here you go.
What state was it?
I mean, people pay
it?
So much lip service to traditional marriage, and you're like, we're not going to marry anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. We'll just get out of the marriage business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Micah, you indicated that 60% of Kansans supported marriage equality, right?
That's right, 60%.
So,
and even larger numbers oppose these sorts of things like the executive order that allows discrimination to happen. 75-80% of the population opposes that, depending on how you ask the question.
Okay, great.
What is
so
it?
You're,
go ahead,
Seth. Well,
ahead.
So the mood in Kansas is what? I mean, it sounds like everyone's against Brownback for the most part, or at least three quarters of the people. But are they ready to take to the streets? Are they really angry? Or how is this playing?
I think there's a big chunk of people who are really angry and have been angry at the governor for a lot of things, not just this. I mean, there are all sorts of actions he's taken that have flown in the face of public opinion. So I think people are definitely angrier than they've ever been. And I think people are really looking for and hungry for a way to fight back. And a court challenge is one way to do that. So I think people are really motivated, and this is only more fuel to the fire that he's been building for 6 years.
Yeah, well, good. You have our support.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this.
Thank you.
Is this Governor Brownback's last term?
Yes, and for that we can all be grateful.
Yeah. Okay, so he just put through some gun legislation, hasn't he?
That's right. You can carry a gun wherever you want, whenever you want, without any sort of training, without any sort of license, and they have the nerve to call it constitutional carry to boot.
Wow.
Yes, it is. I just was reading that, and I looked at that, and I'm thinking, constitutional carry? Well, what's that mean? I mean, I know it's our constitutional, it's our Second Amendment right to carry, to own a gun.
Right, so you have to
wear...
what
the hell is constitutional carry?
You wear a powdered wig, and it needs to be a musket that you jam your buckshot into. Oh man. I am so sorry,
Lord.
Micah. This guy's a mess. If you ever talk to him... you know, let him know that people like us are going, what is going on in Kansas?
It'll give me great pleasure.
Well, here's the strange thing. So you are from the Bay Area and you moved to Kansas. What were you thinking?
I was a child, so I didn't think much. It didn't have much to do with it. But I love it out here. There are lots of people who are really open-minded and really progressive and really want to do the right thing. We just are cursed with some really bad leaders.
Well, it really sounds to me like, you know, since this is his last term, he has an agenda.
He does. And he is working very hard to impose that very hard right theocratic agenda on the rest of us, no matter what the Constitution says, no matter what common sense says, and no matter what just good ethical treatment of other people says. So he's not concerned about any of that.
Now, let me ask you this. What is his approval rating?
It's in the low 40s. He was very narrowly reelected last November with just over 50% of the vote. And when you keep in mind that it was the most Republican year in history and among the two or three most Republican states in the country, you know, that tells you that something's going wrong there. He ought to have won by 60 and 70%, and he didn't.
Yes,
and it's only gotten worse since then.
Well, when you have to sign an executive order to discriminate against people, I don't know how much lower you can go.
Well, and keep in mind, this is the second executive order he signed just this year around LGBT discrimination. Back in February, there was one that the last governor, Governor Sebelius, signed that made it illegal to fire or punish state employees just for being gay, right? Very common sense. You shouldn't be fired from a job just because of your sexual orientation or gender identity. Governor Brown back in February decided he didn't like that, and so he got rid of the protections that did exist. Them completely. So that it is now perfectly legal for him to fire state employees just because they're gay.
That's amazing.
That's crazy town.
You can go and get married and celebrate your marriage now in Kansas, but if you bring the photo into work at state government, you're liable to be fired.
Right. I was just going to say, because, you know, how do they prove that you're gay if you keep your mouth shut? You know, and by the way, you shouldn't have to. That's ridiculous in itself. But, you know, that's been going on for decades.
I could see where Kansans of, you know, any political persuasion are upset with this guy because, you know, what was the old saying about Nazi Germany's first they came for the, then they'll come for me. I mean, they must realize, like, oh, my God. If the governor is going to do that to LGBT folks, what's to say they're not going to go, I don't like the color of your skin or the color of your eyes or whatever, and change everything? I mean, my God.
I have a good question. You guys don't have the Confederate flag, do you?
No, we don't. Okay, we have had some isolated incidents of people raising it, and we had KKK distributing flyers in Topeka a few weeks back. But we don't, thankfully, fly the Confederate flag. Kansas can be very proud of the fact that it was founded as a free state explicitly to oppose slavery and the Confederacy.
That's what I was thinking. Well, again, it's a black eye to the state because of all of its fine citizens, because there are many businesses who will not do business with Kansas because of this.
It reminds me of Indiana with the RFRA law.
And by the way, isn't Kansas almost bankrupt?
Oh, yes. Again, thanks to the policies instituted by our governor, Sam Brownback. Yes, we're several hundred million dollars in the hole.
Oh, my word. Right. Micah, I feel like we need you to stay there on the front lines, but I also want you to come here to California.
Right. Come home. We embrace you. So is the ACLU in Kansas going to file a lawsuit?
So we will likely do something about the executive order. There are some legal issues that have to be worked out to figure out exactly how we could challenge it and under, you know, what plaintiff and that sort of thing. But it will certainly be challenged, and we will certainly be a part of the fight. And we will certainly not allow it to just stand without comment. He needs a fight, and we're going to give it to him.
All right.
Is there anything that folks in California or other states can do to support Kansas?
I say send Governor Brownback and the legislature a message. Their email addresses are right there out on the web. Let them know that people all over this country are watching. And as you mentioned before, the economic backlash helped change the world in Indiana and Arkansas and even in Kansas. So I think if they know that people are watching and that people are not okay with this sort of discrimination, that would really make a difference.
Just start mailing the governor all the rainbow flags that you can get into one old Amazon box and mail it to the state capitol in Topeka.
Done. We will tweet that tonight, his address.
Micah Kubik. Okay, there we go. Is the ACLU executive director in the state of Kansas. And let's follow this story. So let me know what happens, if you would, please.
I sure will. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Have a good rest of the week. Have a good night. And we'll be right back. And by the way, first going to, what are we going to do here next? Oh, yeah. Oh, things that you need to stop blaming yourself for, which is perfect for a Monday. I just love that. And Bryan Cranston was down at Comic-Con from Breaking Bad.
Right.
Yeah. I've got some of the audio from that. But first, here's Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic's brought to you by Mancini's Sleep World. Back to Creston we go. Eastbound 12 at Spurs Trail. That accident involving a semi looks like it might be clearing now. Traffic's beginning to break up. You're still stop and go in stretches from Spurs Trail back to just after Kirkland Ranch Road. But it looks like, I say, traffic is breaking up. Now, a big heads up for you in Millbrae, northbound 101. It looks like you got a wrong-way driver heading southbound in the slow lane. So please be careful. Just reporting on that. Also, I do have some good news on the Altamont Pass. Eastbound 580 is still unwinding very nicely from an earlier problem at 205. You're now only stop and go in stretches back to a little after Greenville Road. Mancini's Sleep World wants you to rest easy in luxurious comfort during their Best Buys mattress sale. Save big on top brand quality mattresses, plus enjoy free delivery, free setup, and they'll even take your old mattress away. Visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
If you put your glasses on to see your phone, then take them off to see across the room, then back on to see a text message, you know exactly how aggravating it can be to go glasses on, glasses off all day long. But there is a better way. Learn about a long-lasting solution to your reading glasses. The camera inlay is an FDA-approved procedure that can rejuvenate your near vision. It's different from LASIK, and it's available right now with renowned surgeon Dr. Craig Bindi at the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley. To qualify, you must be between 40 and 60. Have good distance vision, but use reading glasses for near. Finally, there's a modern way for you to see your cell phone, menu, and computer without reading glasses. To see if camera is right for you, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Craig Bindi in San Jose or Pleasanton. Call 877-GET-2020 or learn more online at BayArea2020.com. That's BayArea2020.com. The Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you afraid to show your feet? Does part of your big toenail look yellow or brownish? Is the nail thick, crumbling, or painful? It could be toenail fungus. Right now, doctors at Center for Clinical Research are conducting a clinical study using an investigational oral medication for people with toenail fungus. If you're between 18 and 70 years old and have at least one big toenail that has fungus, you may be qualified to participate. Please call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069 to see if you may be a candidate. Qualified participants will receive all study-related doctor visits and study medication at no cost, plus compensation for time and travel. No health insurance is required. If part of your big toenail looks yellow or brown, thick, crumbling, or painful, it could be toenail fungus. If interested in the toenail fungus study, please call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Sweet dreams.
Bed hog. Honey.
I have a headache. Whoa, easy with a tongue.
With the dog.
A lot can happen in 100 nights.
That was wonderful.
It's okay.
Let's spoon.
Okay, but no fork.
Stop that! Sleeping, lounging, and things we can't mention on the air before 10 p.m.
If you're looking for trouble, get out of there.
Trouble?
That's why at Casper, we give you 100 nights to put our mattress to the test.
Move over. Can we get closer? God, those are your feet. Now, like icicles. Get off.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little more than the 10 or so minutes you get in a typical mattress showroom. So,
Fernando.
Who's Fernando?
Did you call for me?
Get the video camera.
Pillow fight.
And if you don't 100% love your Casper mattress, we'll refund 100% of your money. We're good like that.
That was the cat.
You always blame the cat.
Move over.
Okay, get closer. That had better be the remote control.
Oh, yes, it is.
Just go to Casper.com, enter code 4040, and get a $50 credit.
A little massage.
Those are too soft to be batteries. Oh, all right, quick, though. Don't wake me. What are you wearing?
It's called a unitard.
Casper, the perfect mattress for everyone.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Trex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world on KGORadio.com, along with Heather and John Libertini. And, oh, yes, as promised, let's go to Comic-Con from over the weekend. So Bryan Cranston, yes, him, Breaking Bad, was taking questions from fans in the audience. Here's one
of them. Yeah. My question is, because I grew up in Albuquerque, what was there any cool places, anything that you liked being there? Like, how was it? Because... my hometown. So I want to know, how'd you like it? Well, did you have
might
fun
be some
there?
Peaks there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go and visit your mother once in a while.
Oh, wow. Oh no, that's... he did it.
Yeah, he did. And then he just drops the microphone and.
Nice mic drop. That's excellent.
He just storms off the stage. I love it.
I love him.
By the way, also from Comic-Con, I have behind-the-scenes footage from the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens, and, of course, Batman versus Superman, all on the way. Okay, so don't go away. And then after, right after 8 o'clock, oh, a Bill Cosby thing. and no, it's not that. It's just something really bizarre. Okay, I know that you're saying, I'm so sick of hearing about Bill Cosby. No, no, you want to hear this. It's going viral, and it's something that's old, but new again. All right, it's time to stop blaming yourself for everything. Do you do this? Well, these are things that you need to stop blaming yourself for. Listicles, twisticles, here we go. Number one are your emotions. So what if you cry a lot? that's just, if you're that passionate about something, or if it matters to you, even if things become too much, when it comes to feelings, you know, one of the reasons as humans that we do cry and emote that way is to get it out of our system. So for goodness sakes, don't listen to anybody that tells you can't be a crybaby.
I'm thinking I'm going to call you a crybaby.
Okay. When you feel like it, do it. I guess you don't want to do it at work. I mean, you know, there are some perimeters.
You do not want to do it at work.
No, you never do it at work.
Did you ever do it at work?
No.
I did once.
Oh.
I had a big, you know.
Blow up?
Running down the hall, mm-hmm. out in front of the building, crying on the curb.
Oh, no. Wow.
It was bad. But that was a different job. But the alternative to not crying is not feeling anything. So
exactly.
Be glad that you have the capability to cry. Okay, another thing.
So do it when you want.
Another thing to stop blaming yourself for, but hopefully there's a pillow handy and a teddy bear. Stop blaming yourself for the way you handle those emotions. Everyone handles a challenge in their own way. Allow yourself.
Okay, things to stop blaming yourself for. Another person's rejection. Look, not everybody's going to like you. Just get over it. And stop seeking everyone's approval. It's like one of these things that you just can't win.
It's their problem.
Yeah, that's right. Make it
I'm
their
awesome.
Problem. Yeah, move on.
Another thing to stop blaming yourself for is little failures and big failures. Hey, we're human. We forgive others for their indiscretions, so forgive yourself, right?
Yes. The next one is someone else's circumstances. Look, don't compare your own story to somebody else's story. The personal shame that comes from not having what he or she is having is, you know, too much for one person to bear, and that would be you. So don't do it.
Stop blaming yourself for your needs. I think I needed to hear this one. Don't blame yourself for needing certain components from a relationship or a career that someone else may not feel is necessary. And I'm going to, yeah, okay.
This one's for Karen, our board operator. Guilty pleasures, your guilty pleasures. If watching The Bachelorette with a giant container of pad thai is your thing, baby, then there's no shame in that. Pad thai away with your, is it Caitlin or I don't know who's winning? Caitlin.
That is funny.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking of my guilty pleasure
as
being my need,
it.
But mm-hmm. You know, maybe they're interchangeable. Stop blaming yourself for being terrible at something. Some of us were born with the ability to craft the heck out of an antique coffee table. Others burn themselves with a glue gun. Life is a series of trials and errors. You have your own unique gifts to offer the world. Just focus on those.
My dad can, you know, he can build anything. He was a carpenter, but I pick up a hammer, I'm going to lose a finger. So
right,
what
but
can
your
I tell
dad
you?
Was probably bad at something, right? What was that?
I don't know. I haven't asked him. I'll make sure that I do. Putting yourself before everyone else. You know, the relationship you have with your own heart, mind, and soul is the most important relationship you can have, period.
And don't blame yourself for trusting someone you shouldn't have. That's a great one.
Oh, yeah. Being betrayed by people.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't let it burn you for every person after that. You got to come at everything with trust, and usually you're right.
Okay, I've got a break, but here we go, the last one. A terminated relationship. Look. Some people aren't meant to last, okay? You know, they don't always stay in our lives. Beyond the lessons that they taught us, it's as simple as that. They were here for a reason, and now they're out. Out the door. Next. All right, I'm going to get to the really weird thing about the Bill Cosby show. That's right, we're going back to the 80s, coming up here in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The International Champions Cup is bringing more world-class soccer to the Bay Area. Don't miss Manchester United as they take on your San Jose Earthquakes in the International Champions Cup presented by Guinness, July 21st at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United take on the two-time MLS Cup champion San Jose Earthquakes. Buy your tickets today at internationalchampionscup.com. Manchester United versus the San Jose Earthquakes, July 21st at Avaya Stadium. You won't want to miss it.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom-vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
KGOA 10 invites you to jazz at the Lesher Center. It's another stunning lineup of exceptional jazz artists in this four-concert series on Saturdays in August. The Diablo Regional Arts Association is committed to elevating the quality of performing arts at Lesher Center.